When we're talking about what we need to do to pass the DREAM Act, we have to think of it with a great sense of urgency. This needs to happen right away. Because we have 800,000 young people in our country who are right now terrified. Just this last weekend, I was out at an event. I was with my husband and friends, and there was a group of people that I met. And in the group, then they kept saying to me, they said to this one young woman, tell her, tell her. And I'm like, what's going on? Tell me. And she came up to me, and she looked down and quietly said something. And I didn't hear her. I couldn't hear her. She was speaking so softly. And they said, tell her, tell her. And she looked at me, and she said, I'm a DACA kid. And I looked at her, and then all of a sudden, she started crying, sobbing, heaving. This was just this past weekend. Because she is terrified about what's going to happen to her. And I met her because she's actually working on this really great program that's about bringing the arts to all communities free of charge. She's part of the leadership of her community. She is giving back to a country that has given her so much. She is in every way capturing and integrating the values about what we think is really important about what it means to be an American. Contribute, pay back, contribute, give to your community, live a lawful life. And she's been doing that, and she is absolutely terrified. And she is like so many other young dreamers that I have met and DACA kids. So, you know, let's think about this in terms of what is just the right thing to do. And the right thing to do is pass the DREAM Act, and I say we need to do it in September.